Welcome to the Discover Durham podcast, a podcast about the people that make Durham, North Carolina such an amazing place to visit. I'm your host, Craig Carter, Discover Durham social media strategist. Since opening in 2005, the Nasher Museum of Art at Duke University has been dedicated to building a groundbreaking collection of all different kinds of art. And our three guests today are part of the team at the Nasher, and they are Veronica Payne, Jade Packer, and Gabrielle Tenedero. Thank you all for joining us.
We're so happy to be here.
We are very happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, wonderful. So, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, I'm Veronica, and I am the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Nasher Museum, amongst other things, and I'm really glad to be here.
Wonderful.
I'm Jade Packer. I'm Director of Community Initiatives at the Nasher Museum of Art, so I handle all things community partnerships and building relationships with the larger Durham community.
Great.
And I'm Gabby Tenedero. I'm the museum educator for student engagement at the Nasher, so I get to work with students in different capacities at the museum.
Wonderful. So for those who have never been, tell us a little bit about the Nasher.
So I would describe the Nasher as the premier art museum in Durham. As you shared a little bit earlier, it opened back in 2005, and since then we've built a very extensive contemporary art collection. We also have beautiful exhibitions that are on rotation featuring nationally known as well as internationally known and North Carolina-based artists.
So you spoke on this a little bit, but what kind of art can you find at the museum?
So you can find mostly contemporary works of various artists of color, as well as a lot of our ancient
historical
works. Yes, we have a lot of historical works from all across the world. Yeah, you can find a little bit of everything at the Nasher.
Wonderful. So on your website, it says that the museum's collection strategy emphasizes works by diverse artists who have been historically underrepresented or even excluded by mainstream art institutions and maintains a particular focus on artists of African descent. What can you tell us about that?
So I'll start by sharing that, you know, historically arts institutions have functioned as exclusionary spaces. So typically focusing on art by white people, centering white audiences, and not really taking into account the diversity of the artists that exist across the world. And so at the Nasher, we really make a concerted effort to chip away at this systemic issue that really impacts museums. And so what we've done is we really prioritize artists of color. So if you take a look at our collection, we are making sure that we're including artists of color, especially focusing on those of African descent. And I feel like that's very important for us because of where we're located. We're located here in Durham. And for folks who know anything about Durham, it's a city that whose history and culture was very much shaped by Black working class and middle class people. And so as a museum, it is really important for us to align with that history in some way and make sure that we're representing the culture of Durham.
That's great. The Nasher recently has free admission for everyone every day that it's open. Tell us about how that came to be. What was the response within the Nasher team when the news broke, and how has the community responded to that?
So free admission came about thanks to a generous donation from Jennifer McCracken New and Jason New. And while I was not on staff at the time when this news broke, from my conversations with team members, folks were super excited, very elated. We've received a positive response from the community. We've seen an increase in visitors in the museum. This has been a big way to break down some of the barriers to entry. So having a space that's free and open to the public is really huge for us and really important for the city of Durham.
That's great. I know this might be a hard question to answer, but do any of you have any favorite pieces in the museum?
Oh my gosh. I know mine is by Kehinde Wiley.
I know exactly the one that you're talking about.
St. John the Baptist. I mean, his work is just incredible. I really want him to come to the museum. I have so many questions. But yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. He did Barack Obama's presidential portrait.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's definitely in my top two. Right now, I'm sort of on the Maria Magdalena Campos Pons kick.
Yes.
So there's her sort of nesting series, which I just absolutely love. It's part of our permanent collection. And her work just speaks to me in such a tremendous way. She talks a lot about her culture, her history, her spiritual practice, and that informs much of her work. And I can very much relate to that. And just sort of seeing her work, I'm always just in awe.
We have an incredibly rich collection. So this is very difficult yeah. to answer. But I think, I mean, my favorite work of art is Maria Berrio's Syzygy. Yeah, I think the first time I saw it, I was just immediately drawn to it. So it's a pretty large collage work, and people should just look it up. I don't even want to describe it. But I love her work, and I'm very excited that we were able to, for a past exhibition, Spirit in the Land, bring in another piece of hers, Joyas Voladoras. Just beautiful works by an incredible artist. So
that's great. Jade, you mentioned the new exhibit. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so right now we have the Maria Magdalena Campos Pons Behold exhibition, which came to us from the Brooklyn Museum. And it really is a story of her journey. She is of Afro-Cuban descent. She also has Chinese heritage as well. And so when you take a look at this exhibition, you see a lot of this heritage sort of speaking through the work that's on display. Her ancestors practiced Santeria. So you see a lot of that in her work as well. There's actually some video footage sort of showcasing what an initiation process sort of looks like, what it looks like to sort of do a spiritual bath. So it's a great sort of storytelling component. You really get a chance to understand who she is as a person through this exhibition.
Yeah, that's great. So in addition to amazing art exhibits, the Nasher also has an amazing cafe. can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe your favorite things on the menu?
So our cafe is mainly Mediterranean food. I know I really like the Cafe Cobb. They also have matcha lattes.
What I'll share about the cafe, you know, we're open for lunch during the week. On Thursdays, we're open for dinner as well. Thursdays is typically when we stay open till 9. And then there's brunch on the weekends. In terms of my favorite dish, I'm sort of torn between the lemon linguine and the burrata and fire grilled peach salad. I typically add prosciutto to that. And actually our cafe manager, she'll sort of laugh at me when I have a lunch meeting there. She'll ask the person I'm meeting with, did Jade tell you about the burrata and fire grilled peach salad already? Because that is like, she's on a mission to make sure that people get that. But those are two of my favorites. You honestly can't go wrong with anything on the menu. It's delicious.
Like Jade, the lemon linguine is definitely up there in terms of favorites. It's also a splurge item, I feel like, afterwards. It's hard to go back to work. But something that Jade also alluded to, especially on weekends, if you're planning on going to the cafe, make a reservation.
Yes. Please. Reservation. Yes.
Okay. Good tip. Besides the art in your galleries, what else do you offer visitors, events, programs, things like that?
So just like our admission, programming at the museum is also free. Every Thursday, the museum's open late, so we're open until 9 p.m. And as part of our Thursday Nights at the Nasher series, we offer different events. The common thread is that they all relate to our exhibitions in some way. But we try to switch it up so that there's something for people with a wide array of interests, not just art. For example, we'll bring different guest speakers, have different music or dance performances, of course, art-making activities. Of course, in addition to Thursday events, we offer tours of our galleries, general tours. K-12 groups come in, school groups. We have a specific tour called Double Exposure. So students spend half of their time at the Nasher. The other half is spent at Duke Garden. So they get to explore and connect science and art, practice some observation skills in both venues. We also have other tour programs that cater to specific audiences. We have our reflections tours for people with dementia and their care partners, sensory tours for people with low vision. It's really just this effort to make the museum a place that's truly accessible for people. the last thing that before I forget is Family Day. So mm-hmm. we have that monthly, and each Family Day centers around a theme. And with that theme, there are scavenger hunts across the galleries, games, again, art making activities, interactive performances. So families get to be involved in those. It's just a fun outing for people with their loved ones to come to the Nasher. So
we also have our Nasher Teen Council, if you wanted to touch on that a little bit.
So our Teen Council, it's a program that we have for high school students that are enrolled in
Durham County High School.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And they meet weekly at the museum, also on Thursdays. They do a wide range of activities, so spending a lot of time in the galleries, meeting museum professionals and arts professionals more generally. They get a behind-the-scenes look at the museum, so they get to visit storage, which is, of course, their favorite, but I feel like is everybody's favorite at the museum. I think that's...
Yeah, and I know a lot of times people will ask sort of, you know, how do you become a part of the Nasher Teen Council? So we typically have a recruitment process. So the team will go out to various high schools across Durham, present to their art classes, just to sort of put the information out there. This is what we have here to offer at the museum. This is free and accessible to you if you're interested. And we typically have an application, so students are able to apply. We bring them in to interview them as well, and then we sort of make the selections from there. So it's a little bit of professional development, so they're getting a chance to practice the application process, applying for a job, interviewing for a job. And then once we bring them in, then they're exposed to all of these wonderful aspects of the behind-the-scenes look at a museum that Gabby mentioned. And typically our council is between 10 to 12 students. So when we recruit on an annual basis, we're not always recruiting for all 10 or 12 students. Mm-hmm. Once you're on the team council, you're able to stay on there until you graduate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. It sounds like a cool opportunity.
Yeah, it's really cool. I wish this was something around when I was in high school.
Yeah. All of our kids are really great.
Yeah.
They're like some of the best kids out of DPS. They are. Yeah. We're really lucky.
Do you have any notable experiences through that come to mind?
This is less of a personal experience, but we have sort of our star Nasher Teen alum, Kennedy Carter, who is Durham-based artist.
Yeah.
She's internationally known at this point. She has gone on to make history and break various barriers. Once again, that sort of speaks to the strength of the program. And she is very much involved. She comes back to the museum. I know she's even offered to speak to the teens. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Photographed Beyonce, Simone Biles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Was the first Black woman to photograph for the cover of Vogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think... I want to say she was the first Black woman and the youngest person to photograph the cover of British Vogue.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Beyonce was the...
Beyonce.
Yeah. The cover model.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's like you never... if it's Beyonce, you never forget it.
Yeah. She actually had an exhibit recently at Ella West in downtown Durham. Some self-portraiture and things like that. But yeah, she is very, very talented. And it's great when you can have locals... interact with the artistic community.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, it gives people the chance to see that, yes, it's great to go to some of the major art hubs, New York City, LA, but there's also opportunities here as well. We know it's not always the most accessible for folks to spend the thousands of dollars to sort of make that transition to those cities, but how do we create those opportunities here? And it's being done. And we're playing a big part of it at the Nasher, and we're seeing sort of the fruits of our labor.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So what exciting things do you have planned for the future?
So we're really excited about the Nasher store, which is a partnership with Parker and Otis. So it will now be Parker and Otis at the Nasher. And so for a lot of folks in Durham who are familiar with a Parker and Otis, we know how incredible that shop is. Of course, the food component, but just all the beautiful trinkets that you find and gift items that you can sort of purchase. And so we're really excited about this partnership and how the store is going to transform. We also have tons of exhibitions coming up as well. That's something that we're always excited about because those are always in rotation. Our sculpture garden. So that's sort of the big, big project that is underway right now. So that sort of huge grassy area in the front of the museum that will sort of transform. Mama Ray will move from indoors to outside, which we're really excited about. We'll commission some artworks from folks as well. So we're excited about how that space is going to be utilized in the future, opportunity to sort of program that space, possibly outdoor concerts. I'm sort of throwing things out there, outdoor concerts, film screenings. There's so much that we can do in an outdoor space. Gosh, am I forgetting something? I feel like there's a lot that's coming up on the horizon.
We have our Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can have a lot of community members come in and show off their work, their talent, a lot of Black-owned businesses. That's still in development, so we're having fun with that. Yeah.
And I'll also share that, you know, we're excited about continuing to grow the Thursdays at the Nasher series. Mm-hmm. We sort of kicked that off last year with a bang, with Stormy Day, with a wonderful drag fashion show, and we're hoping to continue that relationship with them. And there's tons of ideas that are coming to us from community members across Durham to really enhance the Thursdays at the Nasher programming. Also, you know, we're really excited about extending our reach beyond the museum. Of course, we host a lot on site, but something that's really special about my team in particular is that we have the opportunity to meet people where they are. So, of course, you know, we've talked about the free admission and that sort of being a barrier that's being removed, but there's still going to be people that who, you know, for whatever reason, they just don't make it to the museum. Transportation, timing, work schedules, how do we take what we have in the museum and expose them to it in an area or space that they're comfortable? So that's something that we're excited about doing more of as well.
Oh, you mentioned Mama Ray. For those who aren't familiar, could you tell us about that?
Oh my goodness. So Mama Ray is this giant
beautiful statue,
all bronze. It was developed by an incredible Kenyan-based artist, Wangechi Mutu, which we had the honor to celebrate her at our gala back in November. This statue, whenever folks come into the museum, that is sort of the first thing that people take a look at. We've even seen children, when they're on K through 12 tours, just sort of sit down. Like, she sort of commands this type of presence where it's like, you sit in silence, you take a look at her, you just take her in, you sort of form your own sort of narrative about her. Of course, there's an explanation behind it, but it's just a beautiful piece that is a statement piece for the museum.
And a funny little story about Mama Ray, a testament to her size. She doesn't fit in our already gigantic elevator. So when placing her in the building, they had to remove some of the windows so that she could fit and be placed into the Great Hall. And I think that video lives on our website. So for anybody that's curious.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Before we wrap up, was there anything else you wanted to mention?
One thing I'll share is, just as a reminder, the Nasher is a space for everyone. You know, we have programming for all types of audiences, and so we want to make sure that we are continuing to create an inclusive space, and we're doing that with a lot of our programming. Thursdays at the Nasher, like, there's a huge testament to that. We're also in the process of developing more methods for visitor feedback. That's something that's really important to create an inclusive space, is making sure that folks have the opportunity to sort of share about their experience when they come. Offer some suggestions as well. Is there something that we're not doing that you're interested in? That is also something that we're really excited about, and that we want folks to know that, hey, this is a space for you and you have the opportunity to share your ideas with us.
That's great. So something I like to ask our guests is, if someone is visiting Durham for a weekend, maybe, what would you recommend that they do?
Come to the Nasher, of course.
Of course.
That's a good one.
Yep.
So there's a really, you know, strong art scene, of course. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Nasher. We're always going to encourage people to stop by the museum. But there's one of her galleries, Ella West. You know, we were talking about that space a little bit earlier. There's Craven Allen as well. We have Third Friday. So it's a wonderful time for folks to get a chance to sort of participate in this art crawl and see what our art scene has to offer and really connect with local artists. But yeah.
We have 21C. Really great art hotel. Yeah.
Okay, so if someone wants to visit the Nasher, what do they need to know?
Okay, when visiting the Nasher, we have some rules and regulations. So for our galleries, because I am also a gallery guide, we do not permit water bottles, book bags, pens. You are allowed to have a pencil, food, and, you know, just be respectful of the art. No touching. Other than that, you don't have to be quiet as a mouse. I know a lot of museums require you to be silent so everybody can take in the artwork. But we're a very open, free space. You know, as long as you're respectful, you're good. You're safe at the Nasher. Yeah.
I would also encourage people to visit the website. You'll find tons of information there about what exhibitions you'll see, what programs are being offered, what events are coming up. And while you're on the website, subscribe to the e-newsletter. So if you want to be in the know before you come for a visit, that's a great way to sort of stay in the know. And then when you come, of course, if you ever have trouble with parking, our wonderful visitor services team is really great about assisting with that.
Yes.
We have a fun Art the Cart, which is a golf cart. So if you need assistance getting from the parking lot up to the entrance of the museum.
Yes, the number is down near the parking lot, near the parking meter. So you can just call and one of us will come and get you.
That's great. And the website is?
Nasher.duke.edu.
Wonderful. And the address, the physical address?
2001 Campus Drive, Durham, North Carolina. Also, follow us on Instagram at Nasher Museum.
Yeah, come see us at the Nasher. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're a visitor in town, make sure to stop by our Visitor Info Center at 212 West Main Street for personalized recommendations of things to do. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. To follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, search for Discover Durham. Thank you to American Underground and Earfluence for hosting us in their podcast studio, and a special thank you to Blackspace and Zone for our music. I'm Craig Carter with Discover Durham. Thank you for listening.